Hi, I'm Sarah Flower, and thanks for joining us here today on KSUT. We have Leanne Jalan, the Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health, joining us in our weekly COVID-19 update. Hi, Leanne. How's it going over there?
It's great. Nice to be here, Sarah.
There is so much to talk about since we last met last week. Leanne, in a press conference last week, Tuesday, I did a story about how Polis had said that he wasn't going to do a statewide mandate for face coverings because he felt like it was up to local public health. And then within 48 hours last week, starting on Friday, the statewide face coverings mandate came into play, which I know San Juan Basin Public Health Department supports. How are we standing with that here today?
Yes, we do support that. And we local public health directors worked hard across the state and with the governor's office to do a statewide order rather than local jurisdictions choosing to do different orders or potentially have, slight or substantial differences to how their order is conceived. And the reason for this is, you know, virus doesn't know if it's in La Plata County or Mineral County, right? So what is important is that we all do our part together as a state, do the same things and make it easier for people by having it consistent across the state. Especially right now, while we're seeing cases rise, we do need to work really hard as a state to get that to flatten out and start containing and controlling virus now as well as we were back in April. And so we're really pleased that there is a statewide order for face coverings.
Face coverings is one step in the bigger picture. A lot of our success, I think, in April and May and seeing that curve dip down even into June, mid-June there was social distancing, which I think that has kind of gone away. And it's clearly the harder, if not the hardest piece of combating this virus.
Right. And we, you know, we really have to kind of get the message out that you're not wearing a face covering instead of social distancing. It's a tool that helps improve social distancing. So you're exactly right. We did see a great flattening of the curve across the state of Colorado. In the middle of June, we started to see the curve rise again, and that really accelerated in July. And part of it is that people are just moving around a lot more. People are mixing more. There are people traveling to Colorado from lots of other states. We're all out and about more. And this is going to lead to more virus. So we have to maintain all of our practices, and social distancing is key. It is the most important thing. Face coverings helps improve that, but we still have to keep our distance.
It was released by the state epidemiologist, these numbers that ICU beds across the state will fill up in September, which, Leanne, that's 6 weeks away.
It's really concerning information because if we're on track, you know, by the last third of July to be filling up our ICU beds across the state of Colorado by the beginning of September, that doesn't give us a lot of time to change the trajectory because we know that, you know, putting in a face covering order now absolutely helps slow the spread. The question is it enough time to slow the spread, you know, for what the modeling is going to show is happening over the next 6 weeks. So we're very concerned about that. We hope that people really do start to change their behavior quickly with the statewide face covering order. And, you know, a lot of things that we do in public health, right, we try to educate, we try to do outreach, we want people on board, we want everyone doing their part. But ultimately, when we make things mandates, we get just a little bit more compliance. And every little bit of compliance is going to make a big difference over the next 6 to 8 weeks across the state of Colorado.
And I will say, as of Friday of last week, also the Southern Ute Indian Tribe has also implemented the face coverings mandate in place. And I know that San Juan Basin had the face coverings advisory put in place in April. Leanne, what is the difference of an advisory and a mandate?
An advisory is, you know, again, it's that education and outreach part. It's telling people that this is really important. And we had a very strongly worded advisory, and we were very clear across the jurisdiction that San Juan Basin Public Health covers that when we can't maintain 6 feet distance, from other individuals in any public space, we should be covering our nose and covering our mouth. Making it an order or making it a mandate like the Southern Ute Indian Tribe has chosen to do and Governor Polis has chosen to do for the entire state of Colorado helps with people complying with it. And, you know, because it's not about protecting us as individuals, it's about protecting each other. It's really important that we get across the board compliance. And as we've seen, you know, numbers really climbing across the country and in Colorado, we want to do everything we can to give our population a chance to stay healthy.
And enforcement. I think this is the one of the harder parts of this mandate. And it's been talked about in states. I think we're over half the states in the nation have a face coverings mandate of some sort. Enforcement seems to be the hardest part about all of this.
It is. The public health types of orders have always been really tricky with enforcement, right? Like when we talk about, keeping teens from smoking, you're not going to go arrest, 16-year-olds for trying to buy cigarettes, but you are going to look at, business licenses of businesses that sell cigarettes to kids who are underage, because we don't want kids getting hooked on, tobacco products at a young age, right? So it's the same type of approach that Colorado is choosing here, which is to have it be enforced. And this is the Colorado state order is asking that it be enforced at the business level so that businesses are required to have face coverings for their staff and then required to not serve anyone who is not wearing the face covering. So again, from a public health perspective, the goal is not to be heavy-handed on the enforcement side. It's just to put the stake in the ground. This is important. We really need to do this because we really don't want to see cases continue to climb as we're going to the latter half of the summer and starting fall. I think what's on tons of people's minds is what's going to happen to our schools and how do we open schools? And if we're seeing steady increases of cases across Colorado, the schools are going to have some very, very difficult decisions and very difficult plans to do. So again, it's making it, a mandate, trying to enforce it, and trying to give everyone the best chance to be healthy.
And I'm really glad you brought up that component of schools, because certainly it's on the minds of parents across the region of what to do, what's safe. There are so many questions that are running through not only parents, but then faculty and staff coming in. And, you mentioned earlier about teens and smoking, and I want to highlight that public health is doing so much for our community outside of a pandemic when you're dealing with wildfire issues or if it's teens and smoking or sexual health or suicide awareness. There's so much that a public health department does. Now you're mixing in how to handle businesses to open safely with an economy on top of schools. Leanne, this is so much for local public health to take on.
It is. I don't think any of us expected 2020 would be the year that we were learning together as communities how to handle worldwide pandemics. And this is tough stuff. And there aren't easy answers. I think, we can probably unpack schools a little bit when we talk next week. But, I do think you've described it really well, which is it is an incredibly difficult balancing act for families, for schools, for businesses, for all of us to figure out what are the right decisions, to make as individuals and what kind of decisions do we make as communities and how do we keep, moving forward as safely and as wisely as we possibly can when the information around us changes, right? And I think that's one of the really tricky parts of this is, cases are coming back. We're seeing resurgences in most states. I think we have over 30 states having high rates of growth right now. A few states that are stable and then a few states that are lowering. but we're still learning new things about the virus. We still don't know everything that there is to know about this. We don't know all of the ways that it's transmitted. We don't know what the riskiest types of behaviors are, right? So as we're learning that, the guidance will change. And that's incredibly hard for people because nobody, you know, can say, well, how do I plan if new information is coming out? And that simply is what's happening, right? So there's new information coming out about children and adults and risk factors and how we balance all of that, that we're all going to have to take into consideration and have, hard conversations.
Leanne Jalan, Executive Director of San Juan Basin Public Health. Anything else you'd like to add for our listeners here today?
No, thanks for having me. And this is a tough spot to be in this summer watching our cases go up. And we hope that everyone can do their best out there to stay safe.
Thanks, Leanne. And thanks for listening to KSUT.